Allah Ta'ala states in the Quran, Surah Tawbah, verse 128. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ Indeed, there has come to you a noble messenger from among you. Your falling into hardship aggrieves him. Most concerned for your well-being, for the Muslims most compassionate, most merciful. Now, let's analyze this verse. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala says, O Muslims, there has come to you a noble messenger. Here Allah Almighty is describing the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Secondly, Allah Ta'ala says that messenger is from amongst you, meaning here Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the noble lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is being described. And lastly, Allah Ta'ala said, he is most concerned for your well-being. He is most compassionate for Muslims and most merciful. So here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the na'at of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, when we analyze this verse, and now when we look at how our Mawlid gatherings are conducted, we will find all these three things are present. We mentioned the birth, the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as this verse has. We mention the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also mentioned in Milad gatherings. And then lastly, we mention how compassionate the Prophet alayhi salam is, how much love he has for the ummah, how when he was born, on his lips was ummati, 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 rabbi habli ummati. So when celebrating the Milad Sharif, we are in fact following this noble verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, again showing and highlighting that alhamdulillah, these gatherings of Miladun Nabi are praiseworthy, are gatherings that we should conduct according to our tawfiq, according to our ability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those who carry out such blessed gatherings, inshallah.